The amazing question which hovers over Yale University is, why do the adults sit and take it and the kids can run rampage? Why? What's happened to? And this is the really large problem, which Islamists and other terrible people are simply taking advantage of. Somebody needs to say to the shrieking girl who's effing and blinding at her professor, you know what? You're not at a home. This is not a home for you. It's a university. It's a very different thing. And what's more, if you cannot cope with Halloween costumes, then you've got no place at a university, because you're going to have no chance of dealing with quantum physics or Shakespeare or Heidegger if Halloween spooks you out this much. You're a useless person, and you're going to go into a useless career, because if you're a lawyer and you have gone to Yale, but you're too sensitive to hear about rape cases, you're not going to be able to represent anyone in a court of law. So you're no use for the law. You're no use for literature, because you might read a novel which will trigger you. You're no use for the sciences. You're no use for anything. And that's what the adults should be saying. They should be telling the kids to grow up. And the adults have lost their confidence. And that is the most striking thing to me. And let me just say one other thing about this. This whole thing of the weirdo sexual obsession, transgender, trans polygender, identify cis, I've got a penis but I can still win Glamour Woman of the Year award, and who are you? If not only do you have to respect me as a woman, if you say I'm not an entire woman despite the fact I've got a penis, still you're a bigot. And then you've got to find Caitlyn Jenner attractive. If you don't find her attractive, you don't want to sleep with Caitlyn Jenner, you're an even bigger bigot. This is the conversation we're having when the Mullahs will nuke us. Everyone will be discussing whether somebody is transgender despite the fact they've not had any operation. There's a woman in Britain called Jack Monroe, a fatuous far left wing so-called anti-poverty campaigner, totally talentless individual. This blogger has recently come out as transgender. She says, by the way, she's not going to do anything about it. We just have to call her transgender and regard her as transgender, but she's not going to get a penis put on her, and she's not going to have her breasts reduced or taken off or anything. And she's not going to, we've just got to start calling her a non-sexual pronoun. Now it's theirs, for Jack Monroe, the pink newspaper. I'm gay, I read some of this crap. The Pink newspaper ran a story about Jack Monroe becoming transgender because she says she is. I think she just wants a bit of publicity. They run a piece about her, and they've got to say there. Jack Monroe wrote a piece on their blog saying that when they was younger, I mean, it's an assault on the language apart from anything else. Anyone who cares about our delicate and beautiful language should turn away now. But we'll all be discussing whether somebody who hasn't got a penis can be a man, and whether somebody who has got a penis can be Glamour Woman of the Year when the Islamists come in with Kalashnikovs. It's pathetic. It's a breakdown in our society, and you have to rectify it.